Hi, good afternoon, and thank you for calling the Hair Relaxer Helpline. My name is John. This is a recorded call. Who am I speaking with today?
My name is Eric, and I have a potential customer for hair relaxer lawsuit. Her name is Dawn Allen.
Okay.
Like, yeah, Dawn, Dawn, and Allen, Allen.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I'd be more
And
than
the
happy
phone
to take the call.
Do you want me to help you with the phone number, or I can transfer?
Sure. What phone number do you have?
It's 909
Okay.
380-5597.
Okay. Just to confirm, her phone number is 909-380-5597.
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay, great. I'll go ahead and take the call, and I thank you for your transfer.
Thank you so much, sir.
Have a great day. Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. My name is John, and I'm a case intake specialist for the hair relaxer lawsuit. I'm assuming you'd like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit.
Yes, please.
Okay. And give me
Sorry,
one
if second. If I start coughing and stuff, I'm getting a head cold, so I do apologize.
Oh, it's okay. You're doing fine. Did you already get an attorney to help you with filing a claim?
No.
Okay, and are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from another law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or even signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that's true? Okay. All right, thank you. And then, Dawn, you have used a hair treatment product like a straightener or relaxer within the last 20 years. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And you can call me John, by the way. Your name is Dawn, D-A-W-N,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. Allen, A-L-L-E-N?
Yes.
Okay, great. And Dawn, were you ever diagnosed with either an endometrial, uterine, or ovarian cancer?
Yes. Stage 1 ovarian cancer.
I'm sorry to hear that. And that's the basis of this lawsuit, because your cancer can be linked to the chemicals that are found in hair treatment products. And so if you meet the criteria, I'll connect you with a law firm that's interested in taking your case on a contingency basis. What that basically means is you don't pay anything for representation. The law firm is only paid if they're successful in getting you compensated for damages. So, by chance, do you happen to know what subtype of ovarian cancer you have?
Clear cell type.
Clear cell. Okay, very good. Okay, thank you. And clear cell carcinoma. And then you're an adult over 18, so you're filing this claim for yourself. You're the injured party?
Yes.
Okay. And then when were you diagnosed with cancer? When were you diagnosed with this ovarian cancer?
March 11th.
Okay.
Of 24.
Okay. Of this year?
Last year.
Yeah. Yeah, correct.
It's a new year.
Officially? Yes, that's right. Officially last year. I'm sorry to hear about your diagnosis. So just to confirm that I have the date of your diagnosis correct, it's March 11th, 2024?
Yes.
Okay. And then, Dawn, how old were you or were you at the time of the diagnosis?
36.
36. Okay. Thank you. And then do you know the name of the doctor that diagnosed your cancer?
Yeah, it was Dr. Che, C-H-A-E.
C-H-A-E. Okay. And where's that doctor located?
She's at, in Riverside.
Would that be Dr. Sarah Che on Brockton Avenue?
Yes. Clara, okay. I think it is. C-L-A-R-A, I think.
I actually have Sarah, S-A-R-A-H. Is that right?
I could be wrong. Let me double check.
Okay. Sure. Thank you.
Yes, you're correct.
Okay. Sarah Shea. And she's on 4646 Brockton Avenue?
Yes.
Okay. Is that where you got the diagnosis, the medical diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. One moment here. So I have an address for her. We've confirmed that. I also have a phone number for Dr. Shea. That's 951-585-1800. Does that sound right to you?
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Okay. Thank you. All right. And then you, when you received this diagnosis, you weren't living in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. Is that right?
No, never okay. lived anywhere outside of California.
Okay. And then did you use a hair treatment product more than four times in a single year before you received the diagnosis of cancer?
Yes.
Okay. And then on average, how many times per year do you think you used hair treatment products prior to your diagnosis?
I would say roughly about seven times a year.
Seven times a year. Okay. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
And are you a citizen, a resident of the United States?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then, Dawn, can I get your date of birth, please?
Yeah, it's March 8th, 1988.
Okay, thank you. And were you ever diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome?
No.
Okay. And do you have any other friends, family, or loved ones that also used hair relaxers?
Not that I know of.
Okay, that's fine. All right. And then you use these products in the state of California, is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's the approximate date you started using hair treatment products?
I would say about October-ish, 2016.
2016, okay. Is it okay if I just put October 1st, 2016?
That's fine.
Okay. And then when did you stop using hair treatment products?
February of last year.
February of last year, okay. So can I put the last day of February, February 28th?
That's fine.
Okay. All right. And then you use these products roughly seven times per year?
Yes.
Okay. So that would say that's probably like every other month then. Does that sound about right to you?
Yeah, just about. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. And then let's see. You've answered this question. You started using these products back in 2016, and then you stopped using them in 2024. That's roughly 8 years of using the products. Does that sound about right to you?
Yes.
Okay. And then how did you use these hair treatment products? Was it at home, at a salon, or a combination of both?
Both.
Okay, both. All right. And then if you did use these treatments at home, do you know where you purchased these hair treatment products?
It was kind of different places because, you know, it's carried at multiple stores. I can't even think of it right now. I would say the last time I purchased it was probably, I don't even remember.
What
probably
comes
like
to mind?
At a Sally's or something.
Okay, Sally's Beauty Supply. Okay.
Yeah, I think so.
And if you got your hair done professionally, do you know the name of the salon that you probably use most often?
Well, I was going to a salon. It was in Fontana, but she closed the shop. It was at like a Sola Suites place where she just had like her own. Like Rome, if that makes sense.
Yeah, got it.
But she's not there anymore.
Oh, she's not? Okay.
No, sorry.
Okay, so we can maybe, so I'll just put no longer in business, the name of the salon. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, and then what brand name did you use most often?
The L'Oreal Dark and Lovely.
Okay, got it. Thank you. All right. And then did your cancer diagnosis happen two or more years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't get diagnosed until last year.
That's right. And you've been using the product for at least 8 years. Okay. And then when you did get your ovarian cancer diagnosis, what type of treatment did medical treatment did you receive?
I did the chemotherapy, about six cycles, so 6 months of that.
Okay.
And then a partial hysterectomy.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Okay.
Okay, so
I hate
let me.
Getting sick. I'm like burning up.
Oh, I know. So chemotherapy for 6 months and then a partial hysterectomy?
Yeah.
Okay, and then when did your treatment start? When did you begin your cancer treatment?
Like March 20th of last year.
Okay, March 20th, 2024. Okay, and then what was the
Yes.
name of the doctor that treated your cancer?
Dr. Che.
Dr. Shea. Okay, same doctor. Okay.
Yeah.
One second here. Dr. Sarah Shea, and that was at 4646 Brockton Avenue, same location.
Yeah, the 951-585 number.
Yes, got it. Okay, thank you. Bear with me. I'm actually copying and pasting the information since this is the same doctor. Okay, and then your gender, I'm assuming, just to confirm your gender, I'm sorry, is it female? Is that right?
Female.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then how do you spell your first name? It's Dawn.
Yes.
Okay, and then the last name is spelled Allen.
Perfect, yes.
Thank you. All right, and then I do need to gather your social security number for medical records because that form, basically that your social is going to go on a request for medical records from the law firm. So
Okay.
could you provide me your social, please?
620-48-3039.
Thank you. 620-483039.
Yes.
Thank you. Don, and I didn't ask, do you have a middle initial I can put on the form as well?
Yeah. Why?
Why? Okay, thank you. All right. And then any forms you it looks like you meet the criteria, so I'll have you sign the legal agreement that allows the law firm to represent you, and then you'll be signing the request for medical records. I'll send you copies
Okay.
of anything you sign to your email address, but I would need your email address.
Okay. D. Allen. 3888. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, just to confirm, did you mean D as in Dawn and then your last
Don.
name, Allen?
Yeah.
Okay, and it's
Yeah.
3888, so it's 3888.
My birthday.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
At Gmail.
Okay, thank you. Let me just confirm I have it correct. It's Dallen 3888 at gmail.com.
Perfect.
And then your phone number is 909 380-5597. Is that your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And then your address, please.
10026 Valley Boulevard, apartment 5656, Bloomington. Am I going too fast?
No, you're actually perfect. That would be
Okay, cool.
92316.
Perfect.
Okay, let me repeat that to make sure I have it correct. I have 18026 Valley Boulevard, apartment 56. That's Bloomington, California, 92316.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then by chance, do you happen to have any medical records that can show your ovarian cancer diagnosis?
Like, do I have them on hand?
Yeah, or do you know if
Is
that
that
we
what you're
can?
asking?
Yeah, or if you can get them from the doctor's office if they were requested.
I should be able to.
Okay, good. Thank you. All right. And then the law firm does ask for an emergency contact in case something unfortunate happens.
Okay.
This is to ensure that they can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, they only contact your emergency contact if you're unable to be reached for an extended period of time. Who would you
Okay.
like to list as your emergency contact, and does that person live with you?
Yes, Demondre,
Okay.
DeMondre.
Okay, and the Mondre part, the cap is that a capital M or just a lowercase M?
Lowercase.
Okay, Demondre, okay. And then his last
Yeah.
name?
KEES.
KEEF. Okay, thank you. Keef. And then his phone number,
No,
please.
S. S as in Sam. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. KEES as in Sam.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And then his phone number, please.
951
Okay.
451 6741.
Okay, thank you. And then his relationship to you?
Partner.
Thank you. Very good. Okay. Let me just confirm. I have Demondre Keys, area code 951-451-6741. And he's your partner?
Yes.
Okay. Don, thank you for being patient through these questions. You do meet the criteria to
No
participate in
problem.
this lawsuit. So what you can expect is I'll be sending you a text message with a link to the forms to sign electronically. Once you and I complete the signing of the forms, you and I will be done. But there is one final step. That's a case verification call that occurs between you and the law firm. Very quick call. They just want to
Okay.
verify that you have used a hair treatment product and you were later harmed by those products, meaning you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And the last thing they
Okay.
want to hear is that it's okay to submit the request for medical records. So before I send you the forms to sign, I'm going to take a brief moment and confirm our responses. You would like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in this lawsuit. You've attested that you did not get an attorney and you're willing to confirm that you have not. You have used a hair treatment product within the last 20 years. Regrettably, you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer, clear cell carcinoma to be exact. Your diagnosis occurred March 11th, 2024, at age 36, young age. The doctor that diagnosed you and treated is the same, Dr. Sarah Shea, 4646 Brockton Avenue, Suite 201, Riverside, 92506. And I got their phone number. We've confirmed 951-585-1800. You were not living or you didn't live when you were diagnosed with ovarian cancer in Kentucky, Louisiana, or Tennessee. You have used the product more than 4 times in 1 year before being diagnosed with cancer. On average, you used it about 7 times per year. You're a resident of the United States. Your date of birth is March 8th, 1988. You were never diagnosed with breast cancer or Lynch syndrome. You used the product in California. The approximate dates you started using the product was October 2016 and stopping at the end of February 2024. Used it monthly and you used the product for 8 years consecutively. You used the product in both a home and salon setting. If you did use it at home, you would have purchased the product probably from Sally's Beauty Supply. When it was at a salon, that business is no longer in existence, unfortunately. It was dark and lovely. Your cancer did occur more than 2 years after you first started using the product regularly for at least a year. And then, I'm sorry. Something in my throat. Your treatment consisted of chemotherapy for 6 months and a partial hysterectomy. Treatment began March 20th of 2024. See, is that right around the diagnosis? March 20th. Yep. Okay. Good. And then we gathered same doctor. We gathered your information. Everything looks good. So in any moment now, you're going to get that text message with a link to the forms. And then once we finish signing, as I said, we'll be done. So bear with me here.
And you're sending the link now?
Yeah, it's going to come in just a moment. I just have to, I'm missing something. I have to figure out what it is and I've got to fix real quick. Sure.
No problem.
It's just for the medical records. You, if requested, they can be sent to the law firm by mail or electronically. I selected both. Okay, now we're good.
Perfect.
Okay, by now you should
And
have received. Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
no, it's fine. I was going to ask if it's coming via text or email.
It's going to be coming by text, and you also got
Okay, I
copies
got
into
it.
your email. You got it? Okay, perfect. Okay.
Yeah. Continue. Continue. My signature is gonna look terrible, by the way.
Oh, I'm sure it's fine. Probably better than mine.
Feel like it always comes out weird on the phone.
Does it?
The signature, yeah.
Oh.
Oh man. Required signature. I think I signed everything.
Did you? Okay.
I'm just double checking. I'm
Thank
just
you.
double checking really quick.
Good, thank you. You'll get a confirmation that you'll hit the yellow finish button and then you'll get a confirmation that you're officially done. Plus, I do too.
Okay, I'm done signing.
You are? Okay, good. Give me one second here. Yeah, I did get a confirmation. So now I sent you a separate text from a 949 number because I'm in Irvine.
Okay.
What I've done, Dawn, is now you have a record of who was the person that signed you up to participate in this lawsuit. That's me, John Maurer, the case intake specialist. You're signed up, but there's one final step, and that's the case verification call between you and the law firm. They should be reaching out
Okay.
to you in the next 24 to 48 hours. Like I, if they
Okay.
don't, if you don't hear from them by the end of day tomorrow, then give me a call on Monday at my 949 number, and I
Okay.
can connect you with a firm. But that's
Okay.
it. I want to say thank you for being very patient through the questions. I'm sorry about these
Okay.
unfortunate circumstances that brought us together in the first place, but I do want to assure you that you're about to get legal representation from a very reputable and experienced firm, Pulaski Kirker. You're going to hear from A4D, that's the name of the firm that represents or works with Pulaski Kirker. Like I said, today, tomorrow, and if you don't hear from them by Monday, let me know, okay?
Okay.
I thank you for letting me help you. Is there any other questions I can answer or help you with?
No,
No,
I'm okay. Thank
okay.
you.
If not, I want to wish you a good rest of the day. Happy New Year,
Same to you.
and I hope you have a great weekend coming up. You're
You do
welcome.
the
Thank you, Don. You
same.
take care.
Bye.
Bye.